The League of Women Voters has for 90 years been very concerned and interested in making sure that the right to vote is unrestricted. And we were very, very concerned, as I think every single person in our state was, with the nation's view of Florida during the last election, with the lengthy lines and the four-day delay in establishing who won the presidential election in Florida. So our letter to Secretary of State Dentster was a series of recommendations that the League is proposing that we believe will be a critical step to finally putting election problems behind us in the state of Florida.
And one of those suggestions is to increase the number of early voting days from 8 to at least 9. Why does that one day make such a difference to you?
Well, the reason we're proposing 9 is that what it provides is 2 weekends. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, Sean, but America has one of the lower turnout rates of democracies in the world. And one of the reasons for that is that we vote on a Tuesday and not on a weekend. A Tuesday is a working day for most Americans, and giving 9 days enables the supervisors to offer early voting for 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, which is critical in really providing our working, everyday, Main Street Americans time to get to the polls when they're not at work.
Well, today, 9 supervisors of elections from around the state testified before the Florida Senate Ethics and Elections Committee about those election problems that you bring up. One of the things that they want is they also want increased early voting up to 14 days. They also said that they think the legislature should have the same maximum 75-word ballot summary that citizens groups are held to when they petition to put proposed amendments on your ballot. What are your thoughts about that suggestion?
Well, we support wholeheartedly what the supervisors have proposed. We think they are absolutely right on target. We do, as you noted, we are recommending a minimum of 9 days because that includes 2 weekends, and they've only proposed 8. But we support them in the increase in early voting days, and also very importantly in flexibility by supervisors in establishing locations to vote. What we see in our state here, which is so very large, even with counties that in many cases are the same size as other states in America, is that we have long distances to travel for early voting purposes, and in many cases, a very inconsistent, ratio of early voting locations to population across the state. So because Floridians are now voting in such greater numbers on an early basis, we had more than 50% of Florida voters voted either early or by mail, it's very important to have adequate, convenient locations. And at the end of the day, all we're saying is we should not have to wait online in order to cast a vote. In this day and age when people have child care, jobs, elder care, we saw reported almost 50,000 people who could not stay and wait in the line and were not able to cast their vote. And that's inexcusable.
In your letter, you also say you'd like to reform the absentee ballot process. What are some ways that that could be reformed?
Well, one of the very important things that we were concerned about is there is a significant portion of people who either forget to sign their ballot or whose signatures are out of date. We see that especially with elderly, and interestingly, we see a lot with very young people whose signatures are changing often every time they sign something. So what we're proposing is that now if someone does mail in an absentee ballot, there is some way for them to track and see if their ballot was counted or if there is a problem with it. And if there is a problem with it, give them an opportunity to come in and either show their signature with proof of ID, et cetera, and fix the problem. We don't want anybody to be disenfranchised for some sort of error, such as forgetting to sign the outside of the envelope. And that's what we saw in this past election, and that's one of the difficulties with absentee ballot.
And finally, Deirdre McNabb, president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, how would the state go about modernizing Florida's voter registration system?
Well, what we're seeing across the country is making it much easier for people to kind of automatically be registered without having to print off a form, sign it, and send it in. One of the difficulties with handwritten forms is that sometimes when those are transposed into a system, they're received by a supervisor of election who then has staff keying it in. that there are errors that occur. So this way, we think we will, what other states have found is a higher level of accuracy and more convenience for the voter. Many, many other countries have automatic voter registration. So, you know, we had journalists from all over the world coming to the last election. I remember speaking to some people from Denmark, and they said, you know, the idea of voter registration is foreign to us because people in Denmark are automatically registered. But here, you have to go through, a step in order to become a registered voter. The automatic registration is something that can be done online without having to print off a form and, you know, go through the process of mailing something and finding a stamp. That is something many people find very easy, but unfortunately a step that for many people means that the process never gets completed.